Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So we have a deal? Okay, great. I'll send the contract over. Come learn about the art of cold calling and converting more leads with expert Nicholas Nick. Coming up right now. What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Take Action Low. Oh, my goodness. Have an exclusive interview. I'm so excited. The one and the only Mr. Nicholas Nick with Lead Mining. But before I dive in and pick this brilliant man's mind, I appreciate you guys. We're going to be talking about his cold calling product that he has, his course, and we partnered. And that course is now available on our Virtual Entrepreneurs Academy site. I was thinking, why would I take the time to create this course myself when I can partner with someone who knows how to do it extremely well? And he said yes. So I'm going to allow him to talk a little bit about who he is and his history, if you guys do not know him, and then we'll just dive right into some questions and talk about it. Hi, Nicholas. Thank you.
Hey, Lo. Thank you so much for having me.
Super excited. Yeah, no problem. Can you talk and share a little bit about your background and how you got involved and created this wonderful service, Lead Mining, and talk about some of the services that you all provide?
Absolutely. Well, I'll sum up my past lives, but they're pretty unique. I was a restaurant manager for 16 years. I was an executive for 3 years at a real estate education company. And then I put those two things together and out came America's favorite lead generation course, our lead generation company. And then our lead generation was going so great. And it was going so good. We were specializing in cold calling, and we have for the last 2.5 years. And the way that I got these skills was I actually made 300 to 600 cold calls a day for 3 months straight. At the end of those 3 months, I had tons of leads. I had over 18 properties under contract. We were crushing it. I realized that I was an amazing lead generator. You know, I wasn't the best closer, but I was an amazing generator. So then what I did is I took all that restaurant experience I had, I took all that executive experience I had, and I applied everything together, and I ended up creating Lead Mining. I ended up training my first team of 4 American cold callers, and they are still with me till today. 2 of them are still with me till today, and the other 2 just moved on to bigger and better things, which is, I think, every boss's dream. So I created it through the hard work with these great people. And to this day, we actually have 16 employees on the phones. I got about 7 Filipinos and about 5 Americans. And then I got a couple other administrative virtual assistants. And we are servicing investors to the tune of over 80,000 dials a week.
That is crazy.
crazy.
And some of that's including us. So, and I just want to throw in there real quick, you know, I connected and found Nick on Facebook, and he helped solve a problem that we were having. And that was just outsourcing and really totally being burnt out of trying to do a lot of things on our own. And when I connected with him, man, you remember, it was great. I was like, when I finished talking to you, I felt like, damn, I've been knowing this guy. It seemed like I've been knowing this guy forever, but our chemistry hit, and it's rare when that happens for somebody we don't know, but when it does, it's refreshing. So I just want to say, I appreciate you. My business partner and I, your business is definitely, and just connecting with you has been a blessing so far. Absolutely. So I just want to put that out there for anyone that's thinking about possibly reaching out and use the services. So let's dig into the cold calling.
Sure.
Now, as an investor, you can go out here and buy all of these. How do you wholesale? How do you virtual wholesale? You can buy my course, in which if you want to learn how to do it, you can. We have that available. But the main skill set that you need to have is learning how to cold call. And Nicholas, can you talk a little bit about maybe why there's a lot of investors that don't cold call and they just don't do it?
Well, you know, boy, I remember cold calling. I remember back in the day, it was 2.5 years ago. And it's like staring Andre the Giant in the face right before you punch him. Right. It is like, you know, you don't really, you're not in the mood to handle all the FUs and you're not in the mood to deal with all that negative energy. And then is your confidence even right now? Am I even ready to do this? Can I even do this right now? I don't know if I'm ready, you know, and it's really one of those things. And that's why I really recommend everybody get in the ring. Everyone should knock out at least 500 to 1,000 cold calls themselves before outsourcing it. And you know, why is that? That's because if you don't know how hard it is, you can't respect what a great job I do. You know,
absolutely.
You know, yeah,
no, I was just going to say, I agree with you 100%. You have to get on the phones. So it's one thing to generate leads. We generate leads as well. We work with other clients periodically as well to help them. But I tell them, you know, whatever leads you get, and even us and our team, the leads that we get, you have to learn how to maximize each lead. Now, is every lead going to be motivated and ready to sell at 50% below market? No. But the, you know, the better you are at learning how to establish rapport, and you talk about it so well. I actually love the course that you've set up, guys. It's a fantastic course, but you break down in small chunks. So the videos are not like 10 minutes long each or an hour long. You just take maybe a minute, sometimes less, to kind of really break down the process and the psychology and how to do it. And can you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So when I created this course, the last thing I just spoke about was almost lacking the confidence. Well, when I created this course, my vision was to give you all the tools necessary so you could go in with confidence, so you don't have those roadblocks. So some of the things I set up to make that happen was I talked about the emotions of the seller. That's one of the most crucial things. And, you know, at Lead Mining, we have a saying with our team. And the course is kind of based around this emotional intelligence, if you will. And that saying is, if you're so busy thinking about what you're going to say next, you're always going to say the wrong thing. If you think about what the seller is going through, you're always going to say the right thing. So it's very important to make sure that you're there with them on their emotional level and not just going through a script on your head.
Absolutely. And again, you break that down. So if you are listening to this, if you have been fearful of making calls, if you don't think you know what you're doing or know what to say, well, if you've never been in sales, then you will need to master this skill set. I encourage you to go ahead and check out the course. Just click on the link that's provided below. Go ahead and check it out. Go ahead and invest in one of the most important skill sets that you need. Nick, can you talk a little bit about the mindset? Because I know you talk about that in the course and how important it is, and also your attitude of when you start making calls.
Absolutely. So, you know, you really have watched the course, because you're hitting me. You're hitting me pretty good on the question. And, you know, I did. Mindset and attitude is so important. You cannot get on the phone and be like, I need to close a deal. I need to pay my mortgage. I need to do this. You need to get on the phone and go, I need to have a good conversation. I need to make sure I'm smiling when I'm on the phone. I need to be pleasant when I'm interacting with these people, so I will have a pleasant experience. One of the things I did is I used to joke and call myself the cordial investor, because everyone met me with great energy. I had good vibes. They had good vibes. You know, I didn't get cussed out for like 2 months. Not a single person ever even cussed at me. Right? And that's because I was the cordial investor. These people were so damn nice to me. And that's because I was so damn nice. And it really got me really far. You know, you want to be their friend. If you become their friend, they will tell you anything. But if you don't bridge that gap and you're just the guy on the phone, they will never tell you the truth.
Absolutely. And I couldn't have said it better. And I, you know what? I actually have to go back. And in the beginning, 2007, I felt some kind of way myself. You know, even though I was in sales, I worked for Countrywide Home Loans, and I worked in sales for a little bit. But it was different when I kind of leaped out there on faith when the housing market and the economy crashed. I said, you know what? I'm not going back to a 9-to-5. So I really had to get comfortable with being uncomfortable and overcoming my fears if I was going to make it, if I was not going to have to go back to a 9-to-5, I knew. So, you know, over the years of making so many calls, I've gotten more comfortable, of course. You know, you can just connect with people, and yeah, I can almost do it in my sleep, and I know you can. So talk about how important it is in today's, you know, in the times that we're in now, how it's all the more important to leverage not only getting on the phone, making calls, but also connecting this way, potentially with potential clients. Because even with video, you have to build rapport, but it's an even quicker way for them to connect with you, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, we've actually been hired by a lot of realtors recently. And they've told me that people are not opting in for in-home appointments anymore. You know, they are a little scared to get you in there. They're not scared to sell their house. You know, they're scared to let you in. And so a lot of the phone's never been more important ever than it is right now. That's how people are. We're making, that is the king. You are the king of social distancing. When you use the phone, and you're already respecting their space. Hell, you could even work it into your script. You know, I was going to go out knocking a day, but I, you know, it hit me during this climate. I wanted to respect your space. So I decided to call. I mean, boom, mic drop, right? And so you can work that into these times. And then, you know, jumping on the video, I mean, it's the next best thing. You're staring at each other. You're staring at yourself. You know, it is a great opportunity to really let the other person see you. Now, I mean, I would also, this is another opportunity for you to blow it, right? Let's be honest. So we have to be on our thing. We have to make sure we look happy. We have to make sure our posture is good. We have to make sure we're engaged. You know, we can't do some of the things that, you know, we wish we can. So, you know, I just will share with you that now that we know the phone and the video are getting more important, we need to also adapt to those times. We can't use those crutches that we've already done in person or whatever it might be to fake the relationship. So, you know, one thing I recommend is, you know, making sure your posture and your demeanor is right.
Yes.
You know, is really important. Another thing I recommend is that you be engaged. You know, make sure you're listening. Make sure you're asking them questions. You're not just uh-huh-ing them to death. Okay.
Right. Yes.
You know, and then, you know, you want to be there, you know, as a service to them. You want to relate. you know, is the third step. Make sure that you're looking, is that an apple pie I smell? Man, you know, my grandma used to make apple pie. That just gave me a good memory. I'm sorry, what were you saying? You know, and I have a grandma too. Oh my God, we are so much alike. We both have grandmas. This is crazy. And so, you know, finding these opportunities to really build rapport, get closer with them, and use these methods that are social distancing, that are, I hate to even say the phrase out loud, but COVID friendly, you know? And so make sure that we're using these things and in the best way possible.
Absolutely. And I'll sum it up and say this, that people will buy from you. They will buy from you again and again and again, or work with you again and again and again, when you're able to establish the know, like, and trust factor. And again, Nicholas has created a fantastic course on how to do that with the art of cold calling. So, Nicholas, I appreciate you so much. Everybody, if you want to take action, go ahead and click on the link that's provided. If there's a code that you see, you will get a little bit of a discount. So take action. All right. It's going to pay. And Nicholas, again, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And if you want to leave a final word for everybody, I'll let you do that.
Well, thank you. And guys, you know, this course was really designed. This is everything we do at Lead Mining. I leave nothing in my vest. This has got everything. Even if you wanted to hire your own virtual assistants, it tells you how I pay mine. It tells you how you can pay yours. It literally has everything. You will have no questions. You will have no questions when this is done, other than, man, that guy does a lot in his business for his customers. That will be the only thing, the only thought you'll have, because we leave nothing on the table. We want you to have every bit of this knowledge so you can go out, either scale your own business or go out and get amazing experience and then hire us to scale it for you.
Absolutely. And again, thank you so much, everybody. If you need to listen to this again, do it. Please share it. But most importantly, it's time to take some action. All right. Until the next time, take care.
See you guys.